Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Okay, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I have a great visit with a good friend, Tim Irwin. Dr. Tim Irwin is the author of Derailed, one of his books, by the way, which we're talking about today, is the how to recover from being derailed. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim, give us your website, please.
It's drtimirwin.com, drtimirwin.com.
And one of the things I know you do a lot, Tim, is you do a lot of public speaking, and especially on leadership. And if folks want to talk to you about using your services as a keynote, can they find that at the website?
Absolutely. There's a contact form on the website. They can all see a trailer of me speaking.
Oh.
So if they
want
to check that out.
Well, that's worth the trip, folks. He's a handsome guy. So check that out. Dr. Tim Irwin, IRWIN. Okay, Tim, we're talking about being derailed. Let's help small business owners recover from being derailed. You know, derailing doesn't have to be a thermonuclear meltdown, close the business type of derail. It could be a relationship, couldn't it? It could be a business relationship. You could get derailed with your bank. You could get derailed with a supplier. You could get derailed with you know, who knows? There's a lot of ways you can get derailed, isn't there?
Well, there are. And the question is, can we come back from a derailment? And the answer is absolutely yes. A lot of people don't. Bob Nardelli derailed at Home Depot. Then he derailed at Chrysler a couple of years later, and so he didn't. But there are others that we've seen, Carla Fiorina, I've mispronounced, my Italian's not good. But, yeah, you can come back. And I think one of the basic steps that we have to deal with is first humility. Humility is the mother of all safeguards, and it helps us first just acknowledge maybe I made some mistakes. Maybe I need to take ownership. Maybe I need to take stock of myself. Maybe I need to look inside and say, hey, how did I contribute to this? What did I do that led to this? And then I think that sets us on a pathway where we can begin to build our core. One of the things, Jim, I believe is that we believe things that guide our behavior. And if we believe the wrong things, like if we think, hey, I'm the most important guy in the room, or I'm the smartest guy in the room, or I don't have to follow the normal rules. A lot of people that derail, and we're seeing this in Hillary Clinton, I promise you somewhere in her core there's a belief that says, hey, I don't have to follow the normal rules. I'm above the normal rules.
She sure acts that way right now.
Well, and she does.
And folks, don't take our word for it. Again, don't take our word for it. Listen to people who follow her.
I'm not making a political statement.
Yeah.
I'm making a leadership statement.
Right, exactly.
And so that's one of the things we've got to make
and
sure.
And you and I have seen this in the C-suites, and I've seen it in the C-suite of big companies and medium-sized companies and little companies.
Anytime there's a derailment, I say there's a lie in there somewhere. There's something somebody's believing. One of the most fascinating is, if you've never watched Tiger Woods' news conference from 5 years ago, you should just Google that and go see.
I've watched
he
all
says
of
things
them.
Like, he says, I told myself I was entitled. I told myself I didn't have to follow the normal rules. And those are the things he believed, and therefore he acted on them, and the rest we know about.
Right, exactly. And it's amazing how people can get to that point. Of course, the thing about small business, you know, we're not on a very lofty perch out here on Main Street, Tim. So it's not like we're adored by you know, by all of our people in the world. We're pretty close to the mud out here on Main Street.
Listen, Jim, I'm a small business guy, so I know that. I know what that
you know.
Feels like. And by the way, one of the things I tell my friends who are in small business is, hey, we need a board of advisors. This is one of the things that is very helpful. You may not be a Fortune 50 company and got all these famous people on your board, but you can have a wise group of people around you that you consult with on important decisions.
Right.
If you don't have a personal board of advisors to hold you accountable, to help you, to answer difficult questions, you really need to get one. And I think that also is a cure for derailment.
That's another thing you can do is to get a mastermind, join a mastermind group, like Tab Boards or like Vistage or one of those groups, or create your own mastermind group where you hold each other accountable.
There you go. And I find that if we'll get
Tim, get married.
Well, hopefully.
I've scratched through the 1040 form on my tax return where it says spouse. I've scratched through that and I've written critic above it. So,
well, I understand that, and hopefully we have spouses which will speak the truth to us.
Yep.
You know, I was talking with somebody yesterday. Most of us don't get a lot of feedback. If you're in small business, you're the head guy or the head woman. I mean, you know, you're running the show, and we're truth starved sometimes. We don't have people who will speak the truth and tell us when we're getting off track.
And this is where, in my opinion, one of the most powerful questions any CEO can use is to ask their employees, ask their people around them, what do you think? And then listen.
I think the other thing that person can do is invite feedback about themselves. Hey, tell me how I'm doing. Tell me some things I can do better. How can I support you? How can I encourage you? How can I help you do your job more effectively?
Right.
What are some changes you see? If a person is willing to be that vulnerable, that's a prevention package for derailment.
Dr. Tim Irwin, ladies and gentlemen, IRWIN. You can find out about all of his speaking opportunities that you can take advantage of at his website, drtimirwin.com. Hey, Tim, come back soon.
Jim, it's great being with you always.
Enjoyed having you here. Derailed, by the way. That's also his new book, Derailed. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.